أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to talk about the restraining the anger. It is also a very important subject that we should understand it at first, and the second, we should put this in the practice, and practically we should act upon these things that we are using from the golden saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And also we can understand and learn through the practical life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Let me explain it at first. What does the restraining the anger mean? It means that as we are social being and we live in the society, then of course in our life we will face many difficulties, many problems, many different persons. That sometime as our life is full of troubles, full of harms, full of conflicts. So of course sometime we will distribute and we will argue with the others. And then maybe someone will insult us and someone will abuse us. So in this case, if we do the same, then of course there will be creating a fight and there will be created a war between us. What should we do till our life should be full of happiness, full of peace, not full of war? So in this case, if we restrain the anger, if someone abuses us, of course we will become angry. It is a natural thing. It is very normal in our social life. But if we restrain the anger, and if we cut off the continuing the dispute, so of course then the war and then unhappiness will be finished. So we should do that. And here, at first, I would like to talk about the importance of this subject, that how much important is this subject, I mean restraining the anger. It is very important that someone could have this ability to swallow his anger or her anger and not to continue his fighting or her fighting. In the second, I will give you some examples through the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. In the end, I will give you some advices which came from the golden saying of the Holy Prophet about this matter, that how can we control our anger? What is the way? Or there are some advices or golden saying from the Prophet, peace be upon him, for this matter, that how can we control the anger and how can we finish our anger, and what are those ways if there are in the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Let me talk about the first matter. As I told you, that it is very important that we should know that restraining the anger, it is very valuable in Islam and also in the Holy Quran, and also we can find 8 in the hadith. And here I would like to mention one ayah, one verse of the Holy Quran, which this verse came in Surah Imran, the number of the verses 134. Almighty Allah in this verse, He admired those virtue persons, I mean the muttaqin. And Almighty Allah admired him. Among his admiring, one of the things which Almighty Allah focused on that and noted that should be the attribute of a person who is muttaqin and a person who is the honor of the virtue, that should be وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ, a person who is the possess of the virtue, he is restraining his anger. So it is one of the best attribute of a person who is muttaqi. And Almighty Allah admired this kind of person. Here, there are some details saying from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. There is a famous saying that one day one of his servants, he harmed the body of the Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him. Then Imam Zainul Abidin became a little angry. Suddenly this servant, he was very clever and he was trained in the household of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And he knew many verses of the Holy Quran, he knew many traditions from the prophets and from the imams. So he said, he recited this verse of the Holy Quran, that wal kadhimin al ghayz. Imam Zain al Abidin said, I kadhamtu ghayzi. I have swallowed my anger and I restrained my anger. Then that clever servant said and continued, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who are the muttaqi, one of his attributes is this, that he forgave the people. Then Imam Zain al-Abidin said that, I forgive you. And then in the end, the servant said that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Almighty Allah loves and likes those who are good doers. Then Imam Zain al-Abidin said that, I made you free in the way of Almighty Allah. And you are free, you can go wherever you want. And he gave some money to him and he became free while he was slave. So I want to say this thing that restraining the anger is very important, and those who do that, of course, they are admired by the saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, by the saying of the Almighty Allah, and by the saying of the Imam alayhi salam. It is one thing. The second thing is this, that there is a saying from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says, whoever can restrain his anger or her anger, of course, this matter will be the cause for increasing his respect before Almighty Allah. And there is a famous hadith from Imam Sadiq, which came in Usul Kafi. He says, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ كَذَمَ غَيْزًا إِلَّا زَادَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عِزًّا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Every one of the servants of the Almighty Allah, every person who can possess this attribute, that whenever he become angry, he can possess his anger, and he can restrain his anger, then of course, Almighty Allah will increase His respect in this world and as well as in the hereafter. زَادَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عِزًّا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Almighty Allah will increase His respect in this world and also in the hereafter. The third thing which I would like to mention here is this, that our Prophet, peace be upon him, he said that there is a way for being loved through Almighty Allah. If you want to become beloved of Almighty Allah, one of the ways is this, that you should restrain your anger. And it is also came in Usuli Kafi from the Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, مِنْ أَحَبِّ السَّبِيلِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ جُرْعَتَانِ From the best way that you can through that become the beloved of Almighty Allah. And that is the way that Almighty Allah loves that. That is two things. One of them is this, that whenever you become angry, you should restrain your anger. جُرْعَةُ غَيْزٍ تَرُدُّهَا بِحِلْمٍ وَجُرْعَةُ مُصِيبَةٍ تَرُدُّهَا بِصَبْرٍ The second thing is that you should possess your passion and you become patient. That in Arabic says, sabr. So again we understand from this golden saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that one of the way that Almighty Allah likes that is this, that whenever you become angry, you should be able to control your anger and to restrain your anger. Now I would like to give you some examples from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. There is a small story, and this story came that one day a man came from a very far away to visit the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. When he came and saw the Prophet, asked the Prophet, O Prophet, I would like you to teach me something which should be useful for me through my life. Our Prophet advised him and taught him one thing, that was this, that whenever you become angry, restrain your anger. If you could control it, if you could control your anger, then of course you will be successful through your life. Then this person said, O Prophet, it is enough for me. If I could be able to act upon this golden saying, then of course it is enough for me. And he returned to his village. When he came to his village, he saw that there is a fighting between his tribes and the tribes which were near his tribe. And then he also took a weapon, a sword, and he wanted to start fighting and to support his tribe. And when he went there for supporting his tribe and starting the fight, then once he remembered the golden saying of the Holy Prophet, that he said, restrain your anger. And he put away the weapon and went without any weapon to the enemies of his tribe and said, O people, if any damage came upon you, I will give it from my own property, and let's leave this fighting, and this war should be finished. And when they heard this thing, they said, okay, we also will cut the fighting and we will not continue fighting. And whatever the damage came upon us, so we are deserved to do it ourselves. And it does not depend upon you. So that was the because of the golden saying of the Holy Prophet, the golden advice of the Holy Prophet, that maybe if this fighting continued, many people will be killed. But this golden saying became the cause that they should finish their fighting and they should live in peace. There is another story about the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that once our Prophet, he was passing by some of the people that they were power lifting. I mean that they were taking off the very big and heavy stone till they prove that the person who is able to carry and to lift the heaviest stone, that man will be the powerful. Then our Prophet, peace be upon him, said that if you want to practice, if you want to test your power, I can give you and I can teach you another way. And you test through that way. That way is this, that if any one of you become angry, if he is able to conquer his anger, if he is able to restrain his anger, if he is able to control his anger, then that man is the superman, and that man is the powerful man. Our Prophet said, أَتَحْسَبُونَ أَشْشِدَّ فِي حَمْلِ الْحِجَارَةِ Do you think, do you suppose that being a powerful man is this, that who can carry a very heavy stone? إِنَّمَا الشِّدَّ أَيَّمْتَلِيَ أَحَدُكُمْ غَيْظًا ثُمَّ يَغْلِبُ If you want to know who is the powerful, who is Superman, I can give you the sign. A person who is able to control his anger, who is able to overcome his anger, who is able to restrain his anger, that person will be the powerful person. That person can be Superman person. Again, we can understand how important this restraining the anger is. Now let me tell you this matter, that how can we control our anger? How can we restrain it? What is the way? There are very golden saying from the Holy Prophet, that our Prophet can show us that how can we control our anger. There are many ways, according to the saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. One of the ways is this, that whenever you become angry, as I told you, we are human being, and it is naturally and normally that sometimes we face some difficulties, we face some abuses, we face some dispute, and of course we will become angry. And it is in our nature to become angry. But the question is this, that how can we control it? How can we restrain it? One of the ways is this, that our Prophet said that you should keep quiet. Whenever you become angry, you should keep quiet. Be silent. Our Prophet says, اذا غضبت فاسكت. Whenever you become angry, then keep quiet. It is a way. And if we keep quiet, of course, the fighting will be finished, the war will be finished, the anger will be finished. But if we continue saying, of course, if we say one, the other person, he will say two. And then it will continue till it will be finished in fighting. It will be end in fighting. And it's not a good way. The second thing which our prophet said is this, that you should change your position. Whenever you become angry, you should change your position. He says, إِذَا غَضِبَ أَحَدُكُمْ whenever you become angry, وَكَانَ قَائِمًا فَلْيَقُدْ. If he is stand up, he should sit down. It is a way. It is a changing of the position. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَاعِدًا فَلْيَسْتَجِ. If he is sitting down, then he should sleep. And if he is in the room, he should go to the kitchen. If he is in the kitchen, he should go to the yard. If he is in the yard, he should leave the home. And if we change our position, then of course, this argument will be finished. So it is also one of the golden advice that our Prophet, peace be upon him, said. The third way is this, that we should think about the conclusion. It means that whenever we become angry, so if we cannot control our anger, then it means that this anger will overcome our body, and will lose our wisdom, will lose our conscience, and then we may do some things as a mad person do. So, at the first, we should control it, and we should think, as there is a proverb in English which says, look before you leap. And also in Persian says, aqilanast ki andesha kunat payanra. At first, we should think about the end of this matter. That what will be the conclusion, what will be the end. So maybe if you cannot control your anger, you will kill someone. You will injure someone. You will beat someone. So it is not a good thing. And you should stop it by this looking before you leap. The fourth thing, which is one of the other way, is this, that we should think about the spiritual reward for the person who can control his anger. And there is a saying from the Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, مَنْ دَفَعَ غَضَبَهُ دَفَعَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَذَابَهُ. If a person is able to control his anger, and he is able to restrain his anger, then Almighty Allah will give him a reward. Then Almighty Allah will not punish him. So it is another way. So these are some ways that our Prophet said, that if you become angry, you can do these things. So I hope that you also, whenever you become angry, we should understand these things that I told you. In the end, we should select a way which is better for us. Because if anger comes, as I told you, then we can lose our wisdom, and we will do some things while it is not rationally. I hope that we are able to understand from the golden saying of the Holy Prophet, and then we should be able to act upon the golden saying of the Holy Prophet, God willing. Thank you very much as you listened and watched this program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.